My toxic entitled mother is threatening to evict me from her house all because I'm finally refusing to take her garbage anymore and I'm now deciding to stand up for myself. And at this point, I seriously don't know what to do. So I have a pretty manipulative, entitled, and toxic mother. I nearly passed away at birth, but thanks to the doctors that helped me, I ended up living. At first in my life, I had major behavior issues due to mental and physical disabilities, which included pitching fits and biting people. This was mainly in elementary school, and I slowly grew out of it, only having slight relapses in high school, unfortunately. I was picked on a lot and ended up growing to be extremely awkward. What made it worse was the family dynamic, where most of the time I was with my mom and my stepdad. When he passed away is the earliest I remember my mother changing into this mean and spiteful person. She was verbally awful towards me, including yelling and cussing me out. She would manipulate me whenever I tried to stand up for myself and was all out awful towards me to the point where I became depressed and at times got very unwell mentally, causing terrible things to happen to me. And I didn't know why I felt the way that I did. I was confused and scared at times and ended up growing to have high anxiety. I never had a job because of it, but I did whatever I could to make up for my joblessness. I'm 22 now, and I have attempted to get a job a lot through the years, but I've been unable to find one that best fits my disabilities and that I can do, though the constant anxiety has made it more difficult. Now, just to give a list of the slight things that I've done for her, I do my regular chores such as taking care of the cat, doing the dishes, taking the trash out, etc. I would do minimal things as well, such as cooking or making almost every meal, helping her with whatever she needs, as well as giving her drinks and making her lunches occasionally. I would literally do everything she asked of me the best I could. I did mess up a lot, and she would let me know immediately when I did, which often led to her talking bad to me in some kind of way. I ignored it for the most part and took the punishment of being yelled at because I knew it was my fault. It was always my fault. I slowly came to realize through extensive research who she was, finding out about toxic relationships and manipulation through various means. I still battled at whether I was wrong or not because I was prone to forgetfulness and misunderstanding things easily. Then it finally happened. I started going to a family member about it on my dad's side, and one by one they started telling me their experiences with her. I was so happy I wasn't alone anymore. So happy that I had people to go to about this without being afraid. What made it better to some degree is that due to some struggles, my brother and his girlfriend had to ask my mom if they could move in. They got to see that I was right, as not even a month in, she showed her true colors. I ended up learning a lot from them, which was never easy to listen to about her. She lied to them, often made rude comments, and would talk in a self-righteous tone. I started paying attention more when I did something for her to discover how entitled she really was. I started attempting to stand up for myself, calling her out for things that she did against me. I mainly only talked to her about her tone and how she doesn't use basic manners, like saying please or thank you. I left the insults alone, seeing that if I couldn't get her to talk to me without some shred of dignity, without a constant spiteful or entitled tone, then why would I try to fight against such insults? All this arguing made me exhausted, but when she threatened to backhand me in the car and left me roughly half a mile away in 80 to 90 degree weather without so much as a drop of water or my cane, I ended up eventually giving up on our relationship. Because before then, even after everything that I've heard, I still was desperate to save our relationship. I was hurt, I was betrayed, and I needed to get away for a few days. And so I ended up contacting my friend and stayed with her for a weekend. And when I did that, everything changed. I didn't know that what she did was illegal, but apparently I was considered a vulnerable adult due to my disabilities. And if I didn't have money or my friend, who knows if I was going to have a heat stroke and pass out or flare up bad enough where I couldn't walk. 2 weeks ago, I also had an ear infection, which made me go to the ER. I was in horrible stabbing pain with an ear so swollen that it was completely shut. I mean, I couldn't hear out of that ear at all, which was a really weird experience. Every day during the ear infection, she would push me to do things, especially with making breakfast at 6 in the morning. Well, I made it clear to her that I wouldn't do that while I had this ear infection, but I did make her coffee each morning as that didn't involve a lot of standing. She kept saying she would do the dishes, which in turn piled up during the week due to my inability to stand for long periods of time. I was suffering from vertigo after all. Instead, she would come up with excuses such as using her arthritis and saying that she didn't know when my brother and his girl would be home because they shower when they get home, despite her absolutely having the ability to just ask them. I ended up spending 3.5 hours doing the dishes after I was healed enough to do so. It was torment that could have easily been avoided if she didn't lie. And yeah, I made it clear I was upset at the way she treated me during the ear infection, but she didn't care. Then, this week, it finally happened. A moment I hoped I was just being overly anxious for. I finally broke. All that I have mentioned so far was only the tip of the iceberg, and the berg became heavy enough that I lost my ability to care what happens. 2 days ago, she came back from a short trip and expected the supper the couple only bought for them and me. Immediately, she starts complaining about the steak not being done the way she likes it and makes me microwave the steak. So I just shrugged it off and moved on, while also going to sit down afterwards with my food in a chair. Now, I usually would sit on the love seat, but there was a pile of clothes I didn't feel like dealing with. So I sat in a seat a tiny bit further away that was just an old recliner that we had, but I didn't care because I was still eating with my family. My mom, however, really did care, and she snapped at me to get up and move the clothes so that I could sit next to her. And this was also shortly after she went to the kitchen for something and said out loud, "Would everyone stop acting like they're better than me, please?" Now, when she demanded that I sit next to her, this prompted me to say in a low voice, "You do not have to talk to me like that." Now, when I said that, she responded with something slick that I just ignored because I really wanted to move on, except the way that she snapped at me made my anxiety spike. She noticed immediately after I sat down and asked if I was okay or if I was sick, as if she didn't just snap on me and deflect me defending myself. That's when I got up with my food and told her I'm sick of her attitude as I left to go calm myself down in my room. And this was also in front of the other couple as well. I turned on a show on my computer, something funny to calm me down and try and wash the anxiety away. Unfortunately though, the peace was short-lived as my mom came into my room and tried to force me to talk to her about what happened, blaming this on her period and asking what my problem is, even though I had already made it clear multiple times why I was upset at her. I told her that I don't want to have this conversation, and I attempted to put my headphones back on, making it clear that I would like to be left alone. She decided to sprawl both of her hands on my laptop to close it, which I realize now that the reason she did it that way was to prevent me from accessing my laptop and force me to face her. I got up and said I wasn't dealing with this, taking my food and phone to go outside. She then grabs my arm, which startles me, and makes me drop my food, which results in us yelling at each other. She tried her best to corner me in my room as I tried to get away from her and make her leave me alone. That is, until I eventually walked out with a full-blown anxiety attack. Luckily, my brother came to my rescue and helped calm me down and sneak me back to my room, which very ironically made her worry that I was out at night and threatened to call the police on me since I was a vulnerable adult after all. I eventually let myself be known that I was home because I didn't want her to get the police involved. I absolutely refused to talk to her. However, even if I did, she would just manipulate and ridicule me. I didn't want to deal with that anymore as my mental health could no longer take it. I was broken and I needed to be apart from her. Despite me making it clear to her that I need space, she still insisted that I talk to her about what is expected of me. We have been talking over Gmail, and even on there, she's being awful and manipulative. And now she wants me out of her house, saying that she's going to send an eviction notice when I have nowhere else to go. But I'm refusing to give in. She infiltrated the one space I was supposed to feel safe in and came across as threatening. I was and am right now so done. She is now using everything in the book to try and make me feel bad, including calling me awful and saying that she has a bruise, likely from when I pushed her out of the way to get out of my room, and even going as far as to say repeatedly that I'm mentally ill and that I'm also violent, and that she feels threatened when she was the one who got in my face, grabbed me, and cornered me. I'm honestly so done, and seriously, at this point, I don't know what to do. Honestly, this is so unacceptable. She is treating you like an indentured servant and basically making it so you have to do everything around the house. She's gaslighting you, she's manipulating you, and now she's becoming like physically aggressive. That is seriously not okay, and I can only imagine how awful this must be. Now, with all of that in mind, I think it's time to get some kind of help here. Maybe researching some kind of like adult protective services or some kind of like family service. Like, you clearly qualify as a vulnerable adult, and the person you thought would be able to take care of you is clearly treating you like garbage. So maybe it's time to try and get that process going sooner than later. I know if I was in your shoes, I would be looking to get out of that house and move out of there. And sure, you don't have a job and you don't have a lot of things set up in your life, but I'm pretty sure there's people who can help you in this situation. So honestly, I really hope this all works out for you, and hopefully you are able to get away from your awful mother. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going going to love Am I the Genius? Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. Am I the jerk for signing away a house to my baby mama, even after finding out that she put me on child support? Here's what happened. So I first want to start off by saying that the mortgage is in her name, but she put my name on the deed when our son was born. We were pretty much in agreement that it was her house. 4 years later, and I keep our son on the weekends. Well, 3 months ago, the baby mama lost her job. She had me sign a piece of paper that said, in handwriting too, by the way, that I no longer live at this address because she can't get public assistance unless she has proof that we don't live together. My girlfriend, who works in child support, says that she's trying to put me on child support. The baby mama had always said that she'd never do that, but then my girlfriend showed me the statuses and I ran this by the baby mama. But she said that she withdrew the application when she found out. Weeks later, the baby mama says that she can't get mortgage assistance unless my name is off the deed. My girlfriend says that something seems a little bit off. Well, I signed the documents anyways, but my baby mama told me the signature wasn't valid, so we agreed to meet again just to re-sign it. The morning of, my girlfriend says to me, I just got an email that a letter addressed to you from the Department of Social Security is on its way. So I text the baby mama. She says that she got a call about it and was gonna tell me about it this evening, and says it's probably just a notice, and that if she wanted me on it, she would have done it by now. Well, my girlfriend says that she is BSing and explicitly tells me not to sign the deed over. She says that I need to file for 50-50 custody. My girlfriend then tells me to call the Department of Social Services ASAP. My girlfriend then texts me an hour later with a voice memo from a representative from Public Housing Assistance saying I do not have to be off the deed for the baby mama to get mortgage assistance. So I call the DSS back and I find that the baby mama deliberately went and submitted the child support application. My girlfriend tells me to stop all contact with the baby mama and that this is now a legal issue. But none of this was consistent with what I knew about the baby mama. I called her up and she admitted to everything, but said that she didn't know about not having to have me off the deed. She said she is only using public assistance until next week, and then she's revoking the child support case. But none of that explained why she had to have me off the deed, nor why she deliberately put in a child support application. I stated that because I don't need to be off the deed, I will wait to sign it over. She then hit me with the following statement. Oh, so now you're trying to withhold my house from me? And you know what? Knowing her, if I upset her by not signing it, she would just keep me on child support permanently. So I signed over the house. My girlfriend argued that I shouldn't give up the only asset that may help pay off the child support one day. I asked my family and co-workers and they disagreed, saying trusting her is my best option and that it would be best to sign over the deed to keep the peace. My girlfriend said my baby mama controls me and that I am spineless and that I had no reason to give away the only asset I had. She even went all the way to say that she felt betrayed and that I chose to appease my baby mama over protecting our household finances. We have been fighting all weekend and I genuinely feel like I did the morally right thing, as well as the only thing that'll make my baby mama drop the child support case. So honestly, am I the jerk in the situation? What should I do?
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Okay, first and foremost, it seems like your girlfriend is accessing stuff she's not supposed to access, especially for the mother of your child. Like, that sounds incredibly sketchy. That was like the only thing going through my mind when I read that. Like, she's very clearly going into these files and being like, wow, she's about to do this to you. And that's like really weird. I would not want to know that information, let alone be around somebody who has that kind of information and uses it for her own good. I don't know, maybe this stuff is like public information and I might be wrong, but from the way this is described, it sounds really sketchy. But honestly, this is a messy situation. It sounds like the mother of your child really is some kind of like basket case who would probably go above and beyond anything you would expect just to get money from you for your child. So I kind of understand where you're coming from, where you're like, okay, just take the house, I don't want it. But also with that in mind, in my opinion, you absolutely should still be paying child support. Sure, get your name off the deed, do whatever you gotta do there. It's not your house and it's not your asset. But you know what? You absolutely should be supporting that child. It is yours after all, right? Right? So honestly, it really seems like everybody is being shady from like all angles. Your girlfriend is all up in your business, the mother of your child is doing really sketchy things, and it seems like you're trying to get out of child support by giving over the house. And that, in my opinion, is seriously not okay. My boyfriend hasn't paid me back yet for a trip we have planned, but also still wants to go on an expensive family trip that he cannot afford. And right now, I feel so totally lost, and I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So my boyfriend and I moved in together into a condo last year after having 5 years in a long-distance relationship. He has a higher salary, but I work one full-time and two part-time jobs to make it work, which probably makes our income very equal. Now, this is his first time having to pay rent, so the world of budgeting is very new to him. Most months, he is living down to the last dollar in his bank account. He has thousands of dollars in debt, unfortunately. We split rent and groceries 50-50, but I pay for all of the electricity and water bills. I don't have a lot of savings or day-to-day money either, but my extra job makes it easier. I also pay for most of our fun stuff, such as concert tickets or even a movie pass. Basically, if I want him to do things with me, either I pay for them or he won't be able to afford it, and I love spending time with him, so I really don't mind. I want to make things less stressful for him, even though we're all stressed out about money these days. Now, we have not been on a trip in almost 4 years, and the last time we were, it was with his family, and it was honestly horrible, but that's a story for another day. This year, I wanted to go somewhere, just me and him. It would just be for a couple of days over my birthday next month. Well, a few months ago, we discussed it, and I presented him a budgeting plan outlining how it could work. And what I planned out was basically the cheapest flights and accommodations that I could find. He agreed that it would be doable as long as I didn't expect a birthday present in addition to the trip, which of course I was completely fine with. So with all that in mind, I booked the trip. Almost as soon as it was organized, he started complaining and stressing about the money and how he could afford to do it. But it was too late and I couldn't change his ticket. He was miserable for weeks and it made me feel so sick. So I've paid for it all so far and have not asked for anything yet. He told me that he secretly wished a hurricane would happen just so it all would be canceled. At this point, I'm upset, and I've even told him that he doesn't have to come along, and he honestly is considering it. Anyways, it's been a nightmare, but a few days ago, his family sprung on him that they were planning a resort trip in January, and they wanted him to come along, and the cost will be over quadruple what our little trip would cost. He initially told them that he couldn't come, but now his sister is texting him, saying that he should try to make it work, and they'll lend him a bit of money if that'll help. Now, the thing is, there's no way they'd be giving him enough that it will even come close to the trip cost. He'll end up stressing out like crazy and maxing out his credit card, and even then, I don't see how he'll have enough. But when I told him it's not a good idea, he got so mad at me and said I wasn't supportive. He said he's going to try and make it happen no matter what, and he wants me to come along too. Now, I'm so confused and I don't understand. He hasn't paid me for anything regarding our trip yet, and truly does not have the funds to float towards his family trip, which requires a down payment very soon. I mean, for someone who caused a huge fight over our trip, he sure is dedicated to making this one happen. I mean, I seriously could start crying. I pay for everything we do, covering thousands of dollars this year, and he is leaving me to pay for my birthday trip all by myself. But in the end, he can still find the money for this other trip that's only 2 months away. Honestly, this is so hurtful, and it's so unacceptable, and at this point, I seriously don't know what to do. Wow, talk about incredibly shady. First and foremost, your boyfriend hasn't paid rent and he's what, 31 years old for context? Like seriously, what has he been doing his entire life? Like, I'm not trying to make fun of him or anything like that, but that's honestly incredibly surprising for me, and I can't believe that he's gone that long without paying rent. Also, in the scope of your relationship, it really does not sound like anything is 50-50. Like sure, you're splitting the rent and the groceries, but you're also paying for the electricity and the water bills. Like what is he doing with his extra money? You guys make the same amount of money, correct? Like it seems like he's taking advantage of the fact that you're willing to pay, while also complaining that he doesn't have enough money to do anything. Like where is his money going? And also, he only works one job. You work one full-time job and two part-time jobs just to make things work. And that's the only way for your income to be considered equal? Like seriously, this guy is not doing nearly enough to try and help out in this household. At least that's my opinion. Like it really seems like he's taking advantage of you because he knows that you will pay for it. And the other reason I believe that is by the way that he's reacting to this trip that you planned out. First and foremost, I think it was a massive mistake to pay for all of that right up front without getting something from him, like some kind of money or some kind of transfer into your account. That way he can be committed to this trip and not try to weasel weasel his way out of it like he's trying to do right now. Like, look at the way he's reacting to you planning this out. It really seems like he's so upset that he has to pay you back that he's now beside himself and he doesn't know what to do. That is such a weird way to go about doing this, and it's so strange that he would get so upset about this trip. And obviously, it's not about the fact that you spent that money, but I really think it's about him not wanting to pay you back. That is honestly what I think is going on here, and that is so unfortunate. And that even connects with his family going on this trip randomly in 2 months. So he's not willing to go on the trip with you, but suddenly, all of a sudden, 2 months from now, he can somehow get the money necessary to go on a trip with his family? Like, what is going on right now? Like, this really seems super sketchy, and it doesn't seem like he's being honest with you. Like, I'm starting to think he has a lot more money than he's letting on, and he's just letting you, someone who's overworked and undervalued, just take care of all the logistics of a trip that now he suddenly doesn't want to go on. And I'm sure at this point, you know his finances. You know for a fact he can't afford this trip with his family all of a sudden out of nowhere. So for him to be like, yeah, I'm gonna go on this trip, it's fine. In my opinion, that's a massive red flag. And that is seriously so unfair to you. So truly, your boyfriend is being a massive jerk right now. He blatantly doesn't care that you're working 3 jobs, and he's also being incredibly lazy and entitled about his money. And in my opinion, you absolutely do not deserve to be treated like that in the slightest. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some chill music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, subscribe to Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked down below in the description.